Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Hello, everyone. Woo. It's good to see we got the band back together.
See everybody.
I have a run, do not walk coming up in a little bit. We will get to the story out of Lawrence that is horrifically tragic. Sam got fired over the weekend.
What?
Yep.
We'll be talking about that.
We have so many things to get to
over
today.
The weekend. It was this morning.
I'm sorry. Sam got fired this morning.
He's still reeling.
Still raw and fresh.
Hasn't even been 12 hours.
We'll get to all of that in just a moment.
Open wound.
Oh, my God.
So remember a few weeks ago when the NBA scandal hit and the gambling and the mob families and the poker and all of that stuff? And we all said on this program, if you think for one second this is limited to the NBA, you are nuts. And then lo and behold, like a week later, it started to leak out that maybe an NFL player attended one of those games. And very rarely are we so correct with what we're about to tell you. But I knew this was a story we were going to lead with. And Scott said it to me right when we walked in. We're going to talk to Alex Gold off the top because now we're bringing in baseball.
What is going on, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good to be back on with you. You're right. I mean, this is this particular story today, while the feds are now involved, and that's why we're going to get into it, the assumption of what was going on and some of the rumors around Emmanuel Clase, who is the closer for the Cleveland Guardians, and Luis Ortiz, who's a reliever for the Guardians, and that they were allegedly part of some scheme to intentionally throw balls and therefore impact betting. And I'll get into the specifics in a second. This has been known for 5 or 6 months that they were already on a commissioner's list, and they had been pitching for months towards the end of the season for the Guardians. So for non-sports fans, this probably is the first time that they're hearing about it. Otherwise, it has been known that this was going to potentially happen, but basically now they face charges on multiple counts of wire fraud, conspiracy to influence sports contests by bribery, money laundering, according to prosecutors. And so essentially what they're accused of doing is if you bet, you can have prop bets that we talked about with the NBA stuff on a player under so many points. Well, in baseball, not only can you bet on someone to hit a home run, someone to get a win, you can bet on what they call micro bets. Micro bets. These are very specific live bets. They're called micro bets because you can bet pitch by pitch. And that's what is allegedly happened here.
Why would they allow that?
So in this circumstance, they're accused of, let's say Class A, they claim, told some buddies, I'm throwing a ball on this first, like he's a reliever. My first pitch, it's going to be a ball.
It's going to be a ball.
And I can bet.
So bet ball.
I can bet ball or strike. I can also bet miles per hour. Range, 91 to 94 and a half. So if I can tell you, I'm throwing an off speed pitch. So this is not a fastball. It's going to be like 85 miles an hour or less. So I can make that bet. They're allegedly, they tipped a bunch of people off And that, of course, is against the law to do that.
What's crazy to me when you talk about baseball and gambling is that the pitcher is really in the most unique position
they control
to be
the game.
Able to take advantage of the prop bet. If I'm an outfielder,
right.
Alex, I don't know that anyone's going to hit a ball to me the entire game. Now, I could say, okay, if someone does hit a ball to me, I'll drop it.
But yes, but also the outfielder would be hitting. And so you could theoretically, there could be somebody that said, all right, told their buddies or part of this scheme, you know, right. I'm going to strike out. I can guarantee I'm striking out, right? Like I can hack up there.
You can't guarantee you're going to hit a home run, but you can guarantee you're going to strike out.
So it's the same kind of thing. Now, strikeouts aren't, you know, there's a little bit more into that. I think that we'll see. I think the pitcher, to your point, has way more control. You cannot prevent me from throwing a ball. Now, the ump, like if it's, you know, I guess the ump theoretically, if it was way off the plate, can call a strike if he wanted to.
Right.
But that would also be obvious and weird. And so people have put together video of Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz going back to some of the games that have been mentioned. And on the surface, if I just showed you the video of Clase throwing a ball way off the strike zone, you don't think anything of it. Like, okay, just got away from
one
him. Like,
errant pitch.
It's not perfect. But then when I tell you that same pitch had a bunch of irregular bets on it being a ball, and then I show you the video, you're like, okay, and then I show you it five other times, you're like, okay, this is sketch. And that's essentially what is happening.
Who monitors these the betting?
Yeah, so there's a couple companies out there. I think there's two that
look for irregularities.
Same thing with the NBA. You know, and how with the case we were discussing a couple weeks ago with Jontay Porter and Terry Rozier, where all of a sudden there's a bunch of bets coming in at a high volume or a high dollar on a certain bet. Same thing. You know, if tonight there was a baseball game, there's not. Let's say there's a baseball game tonight, and you knew the reliever for whatever team, and he told you that, hey, first pitch, it's going to be a ball. And so Scott goes and he's making a large sum wager. Then Scott tells me, he tells you.
Right. Then all these
of a sudden,
people.
There's a bunch of bets randomly. It's not a popular bet you make.
Right.
Like it's one thing to bet a team's going to win a game or, you know, in football, a team's going to cover 6.5 points. Like those are very common bets. So many things factor in. You can't really, you know, scheme that. But all of a sudden, let's say thousands of dollars coming in at a similar time on a pitch to be a ball, that's going to raise some red flags. And there are companies, algorithms, way smarter than me, I have no idea how they determine it. But basically, like, they have algorithms that can detect, like, that's an irregular bet. And then they can dive deeper into, like, what is going on. They can notify the sportsbook operators,
right.
Then notify the
league. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
League.
So 5 months ago, you're saying the league knew something was hinky.
They were placed on, I don't know if they call it the commissioner's exempt list. There's some terminology, some list where they are suspended with that, with pay, by the way, because of the Players Association.
Yep.
Even right now, while they are both being arrested by the FBI, they are
still... Well, one's been arrested. They don't know where the other one is.
Yeah, and I don't know. I can't remember his home country, where he's at.
Alex, how much money are they alleged to have made? You know, they're probably getting a cut of this, or are they alleged to have bet themselves?
So the Department of Justice says bettors won at least $400,000 using this inside information.
How much?
$400,000.
They probably make that in 30 minutes.
Well, no. So you said that's it, which is funny only because that's what the bettors won. What you said that's it is what's crazier, the players, the pitchers that have potentially millions of dollars on the line in some cases.
And their freedom.
Ortiz, the other pitcher, was paid a total of $12,000.
Oh my gosh!
So bettors won over $12,000. Your freedom, your job, all of it.
You've Class thrown A, away your major league career yep. over $12,000.
Yep. Class A, for example, who was the reliever of the year 2 years ago. I mean, very, very good closer in baseball. He was on a 5-year, $20 million contract. And he didn't even get $100,000 out of this.
Class A's from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay. My gosh. So let me ask you this, Alex. To me, if someone is willing to throw everything away, who's already a millionaire, for 12,000 measly dollars, does that not show you the system has to change? If someone's willing to do this for such little money, you're kidding yourself if you don't think mm-hmm. smaller players that don't make a lot of money wouldn't be willing to do it for larger sums of money.
So a couple things that come to mind. Number one goes back to the NBA stuff that we talked about a few weeks ago, which is these particular markets, there's going to have to be some change. These meaning the micro bets, unders on a player, stuff that the one player can truly control on their own.
Sure.
So that is going to be something that I do think some states will look into. But as I said that a couple weeks ago, I think we have to remember this is being caught through a regulated sports betting environment. Scott, you asked me how do they flag this kind of stuff? It's only because they're betting through all this, you know, whatever right. company, right? We all know the companies.
Right.
If they get rid of unders on Rozier NBA props or Class A pitches, people could still bet offshore. Like we'd be naive to think that it still couldn't happen. I'm not saying you shouldn't do things to like anything, right? You still make it harder on people to do certain things. But acting like if we just got rid of all prop bets, that nobody would ever do this, I think would not stop it. That's not going to stop it, but it makes it tougher.
Right, because nobody was sports betting before we legalized it in Kansas. Yeah, nobody
exactly.
did
exactly. People had bookies. People were using the offshore sites, the Bovadas of the world, these legal websites.
So how far does this go? So it started with the NBA, and then everyone in the industry laughed and said, oh, you're here, open the floodgates, here it comes. Then there's this suggestion that there was an NFL player doing one of these poker games.
Yeah, there's about to be a big college basketball one with some smaller schools coming out about probably 3 to 6
right?
months.
So now we have Major League Baseball.
Hang on, wait. What do you mean?
There's been some reporting already out there that the feds are already looking into some college basketball players going back to last season, some irregular betting on like Norfolk State games and some of these small schools.
You're nuts
on Norfolk State.
Nuts if you don't think this is going on. And
I believe it.
Like if we looked at like figure skating and curling, like any... That's the
Guys,
problem with
2 weeks
the
ago, oh, 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you talked about it on your show, there was a UFC fighter from Kansas City. His club or whatever you want to call it was based in Kansas City. And he was fighting for UFC. That's who he's contracted with. He loses the fight in the first round. There were irregular bets coming in. They halted betting before the fight. He loses in the first round. He got fired by UFC, and now he's being investigated as well for kind of what we're talking about, like basically throwing the fight and some backdoor dealings. I don't know the specifics.
And this baseball player is going to prison.
Wow.
If he's convicted.
Yes.
There's two of them, actually.
Over $12,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could face decades. Could face 20 years in prison. 20 years in prison for
but
throwing
they
bets.
They would have known that on the front end.
They would now, 100%. Like, it sounds so stupid, and I'm totally with you. What we don't know, not that it excuses it, but what we don't know, like, you mentioned the Dominican Republic. We don't know the family background. We don't know what their family's life's
Give
in jeopardy.
Give them the $400,000.
I agree. But I'm just saying, I'm not excusing. I'm just saying, right. I don't think it is just as simple as, like, dude, did you really need the 12 grand? We don't know. Were they in gambling debt? Seriously? Was their family being threatened? Their family promised, you know,
the mob?
We don't know. I'm not excusing the behavior. I'm just saying, like, I doubt it's as simple as, like, they were greedy and wanted to make 12 grand. Like, right. If it was, then, you know, also this, you know.
But I want to tune in tonight, watch the Eagles and the Packers play, and know that I'm getting a real game.
And that's the biggest fear. The reason why these stories coming up, this is the biggest fear any of these leagues have, the integrity of the sport.
The integrity of the game.
Look, I don't think people should believe that every single pitcher out there is doing this. Not at all. But it opens the door to what Scott's saying, that I'm watching a game and I'm thinking, huh, that was a weird play.
We need to polygraph every single player after every single game. Hook them up.
Weights and fish.
Are you lying? Did you really mean to miss that kick?
Polygraph and drug test after every single game. Sorry, Pandora's guys, you're not going open.
Yep.
Alex, cool.
Thanks, guys.
Always appreciate the time. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.